This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want my best hitters batting in the first inning. The Mets right now's best hitters are whom? Like, ask yourself that. Who are the three guys that need to be on that list? We all would agree Francisco Lindor is one of them. We probably agree Pete Alonso is another one of them. So who's the third? Is it Starling Marte? Well, look, if it's the Starling Marte from 2022, maybe we're having a conversation. But by the way, even the Starling Marte of 2022, and he was damn good, got on base at a 347 clip, which isn't bad, but it's still lower than Brandon Nimmo. So I guess where I'm very partial on this is you could have those other skill sets you describe, Pete, but they mean a lot less if you're not getting on base. And Brandon Nimmo, for guys on this Met roster, is the most reliable on-base guy, and that matters.
See, I get that, but here's the thing is, if Nimmo, the way I look at it is this. If Nimmo singles or walks 90% of the time, or 90% of the time he's on base, and he can't go first or third, he's basically station to station. He goes second base, third base. You know, you can't score him with a sac fly. You can't score him with a, you know, any sort of like other thing besides a base hit because he can't steal a base. I'm looking at all the optics.
But that, you know what? That's not fair. Brandon Nimmo is not a bad base runner. He is not a slow base runner. He is not a station to station base runner. He's just not a big stolen base guy. And like, that's a cool weapon to have. Like, if you've got guys that can steal bases, it's great. Like, I don't want to minimize it, especially in this day and age. And the Mets clearly have guys coming up who could eventually supplant Brandon Nimmo as a leadoff hitter. Like, Jet Williams, to me, is going to be the leadoff hitter of the future for the New York Mets, assuming he becomes the guy he's projected to be. Why? Because Jet Williams possesses the two skill sets that, when we merge together, is the ideal leadoff hitter. He can steal bases. I think Jet Williams will steal 50 bases in the major leagues easily, and he gets on base at a really high clip. He has a great eye for a 20-year-old. So there's going to be a day, and maybe it's actually August of this season, I don't know, where we're going to be talking about Jet being the guy that knocks Nimmo out of the leadoff spot. We're just not there yet. Like, there isn't anybody on this roster today. I mean, is it really Starling Marte? Like, ask yourself that. Now, Starling Marte, to his credit last year, did steal 24 bases, which is a pretty big number considering you only played 86 games. So I definitely agree that Marte could be that guy. I just don't know if I can rely on him to get on base. And I'll tell you something else that really does matter. And I think this always mattered. But in 2024, I'd say it matters a little bit more. It's not just getting on base. It's not just walking, earning a walk. I think it's getting the opposing starting pitcher to throw a lot of pitches early in a game. And I think that matters more than ever because that pitch count is treated like the Bible if you're a manager of the opposing team. And if you can get the pitch count of a good starting pitcher up into the 80s and 90s, you're getting them out of the game. So if Brandon Nimmo, and I remember Buck Showalter would say this, and I would agree with him, that there were some at-bats he'd have that in the first inning would completely set the tone for the game and would make a big difference on the outcome. And I think when that happened is when Brandon Nimmo leads off a game and has a 9-pitch at-bat. Let's say he grounds out to second base. It doesn't even end with a walk or a double or a home run. He grounds out to second base, but he works a 9-pitch at-bat. All of a sudden, you have put the opposing starting pitcher, and I don't give a damn who they are. They could even be Gerrit Cole. They all face pitch counts. They all face the rules that if they hit a certain number, they're coming out of the game. To have a guy who starts the game off by just giving you a battle and giving you a workout, that is a huge advantage to eventually getting that starter out of a game. Starling Marte and Jeff McNeil, I don't include Lindor because I think Lindor could be good at this. I just don't think the Met lineup is necessarily deep enough for him to go to the one spot, but more on that later. I don't think any of those other real options could work a starting pitcher and have that kind of at-bat on a consistent basis the way Brandon Nimmo does and has.
But maybe I'm wrong with this. To 2022, we talked about that, and that was incredible. He was. I mean, the 10-11 pitch at-bat to start the game off is incredible. I don't remember him going deep into counts last year to start games off. I just don't. I feel like that changed with him hitting a little for a little bit of power.
I think he still did it. Now, I don't know if it matched specifically what he did in 2022. It's kind of funny because Brandon Nimmo's overall like stats are very similar from 22 to 23. He did add a little bit of pop. There's no doubt about that. But for the most part, it was very, very similar. But it did seem like he was still working those same at-bats, like those same long at-bats. He may not have matched what he did in 2022, but he was still giving you those long at-bats. Jeff McNeil wouldn't do that. Now, you said earlier McNeil's not the guy. Like, you've kind of soured on him being the leadoff hitter. So if you're moving Nimmo out of the leadoff spot, who would you have leadoff?
The two you actually talked about. It's Francisco Lindor, I think I'm leaning towards the most. And then Starling Marte is the other guy. And the reason why I say that is if Starling Marte is of 2022 of what he was, and even last year with the speed, like you said, 24 stolen bases in 86 games, I think you have Pete Alonso and being the third of Marte, Lindor, Alonso, because, again, you have the opportunities for Lindor and Alonso to drive in runs. But you also, if it's not Marte and it is Alonso, you have Lindor, Alvarez, Alonso. And again, you give yourself, those are your three best hitters. It's Lindor, Alvarez, and Alonso, your three best hitters on the team. Just the power numbers between Alonso right. And Alvarez, the two, you know, you can't match that with anybody else on the team. So you put Lindor in there, make him the leadoff, and then Nimmo, you put at nine. That's where you put him. I know that sucks, but you put him at nine because there
he's
you
too
go.
Good for that.
Is he really?
Yeah. So 2 years ago, like 2.5 years ago, I was completely with you. I always wanted Brandon Nimmo batting ninth for the reasons you gave. Like, you're giving yourself that double leadoff hitter. He's a high on base guy. I think he graduated from that. I really do. I think he's a good enough player, and I don't think the Met lineup is necessarily deep enough to warrant that. If we're living in a universe, and maybe this is the world we're living in next year, where Jet Williams has blossomed into a reliable, everyday player the way his minor league numbers dictate. Drew Gilbert, the same thing. They added Juan Soto in free agency. You know, we're talking about like this incredibly deep lineup. Then I think it's a different discussion. Then I think I'd say, okay, I got to consider it. I don't think this lineup right now, when you look at what's in it, the questions around it, and again, I think the lineup will actually be a strength, but I don't think it's deep enough right now to send Brandon Nimmo to the nine hole. I will back up one point about Lindor. Francisco Lindor, throughout his major league career, if you look at where he's hit in the batting order, obviously a lot of it with Cleveland, now with the Mets, he has batted first, second, and third almost in equal distribution throughout his major league career. Here with the Mets, it's mostly been three, but back in 2017 and 18, Lindor was leading off constantly for Cleveland. And if you look at his overall numbers, believe it or not, he has hit more home runs in his major league career by a healthy margin as a leadoff hitter. His highest OPS in his major league career, .855 as a leadoff hitter, what does it mean? It just means that he's been good at it and comfortable at it. It doesn't mean he's necessarily better batting leadoff than second or third, because I think when you look at his overall numbers, and I'll give it to you real quick, batting first, which he did a lot in 18 and 19. Those are the 2 years where he really did it a ton. a little bit in 2017 and then very briefly in 2020. And then he did it with us for four games in 2021. But you look at his numbers when leading off, 276 batting average, 855 OPS, 90 home runs, 220 RBIs, 58 stolen bases in 384 games. Batting second, 383 games. So basically the exact same amount of games. A batting average that's 10 points lower, 266. An OPS of 783, which is about 70 points lower. 62 home runs, which is 28 fewer home runs. And 38 stolen bases, which is 20 fewer stolen bases than as a leadoff hitter. Now, to give you proper context, he has batted second a lot in 2021, which was not a good year for him, his first year with the Mets. He did it in 28 games in 22, and he did it in 68 games in 2023. He did it in 93 games in 2017. His numbers were really brought down by what he did in 2021, his first year with the Mets. And then batting third, the thing he has done 419 times, he did it 70 times last year, 133 times in 2022. Overall, when he bats third, 280, which is the highest batting average he has in any batting position, 58 home runs, which is the fewest of the home runs he's hit at any batting position, and an 801 OPS, he has 52 stolen bases. Lindor has shown he can do it. He's also shown he doesn't really change his philosophy at the plate, because when he was batting first as compared to batting third, it's not like his on-base percentage changed in any kind of dramatic way. It didn't. And he was walking at pretty much the same clip. He was actually hitting for more power as a leadoff hitter. What makes this difficult sometimes is that he was mostly leading off in his years in Cleveland, and some of his years in Cleveland were better than the years he had with the Mets. So that's the one thing to keep in mind. I think he can do it, but all right, you make him the leadoff hitter. Let's build the lineup from there. Francisco Lindor is leading off. Who's batting second? If that's what you decide to do, who bats two, Pete, in your lineup with Lindor leading off?
It's Francisco Alvarez.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, so we're bumping Alvarez up the two. And then what do? You go Alonso three, mm-hmm. McNeil four, Marte five, and then you've got Nimmo in that nine hole?
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. I think that McNeil and Marte between four and five, they might be interchangeable. But I think it's got to be Lindor, Alvarez, Alonso to start it off. And then depending on, listen, we need McNeil to hit. He has to. And if he's bound for a bounce-back season, and if Alonso and Alvarez are getting on base more because of, you know, Alonso protecting Alvarez and Lindor's getting on base, McNeil might have opportunities to actually drive in people while they're on base.
Yeah, I think my ideal lineup as of right now is Nimmo 1, Lindor 2, Alonso 3, Alvarez 4, McNeil 5, Marte 6, Beatty 7, and Vientos 8, Bader 9. That, by the way, is a lengthy lineup, too. Like, you get some length there. But I'm with you on moving Alvarez up. I don't know if I'd go to the two-hole quite yet, but I like him, as I've said, protecting Pete Alonso. He's the guy I would look to protect Pete, because I think a part of the thinking here is that Nimmo could be the guy to protect Pete Alonso, that putting that left-handed stick behind Pete would solve that issue. And look, I think Brandon Nimmo is a good enough hitter, and he's obviously added some power to his game from last year. You also kind of lean in towards the fact he's not stealing any bases when he's sitting behind Pete. But then when he draws that hard-earned walk, he's getting on base for who? He's getting on base for Starling Marte in the bottom half of the batting order, as opposed to wasting that moment where he gets on base and he gives Lindor and Alvarez and Alonso an opportunity to drive him in. That's sort of the way I look at it. I think that McNeil, even at his best when he's hitting, is not a high walk guy. His walk percentage is below the major league average, so he doesn't draw a particularly high amount of walks. Like, when his on base is high, it's because his batting average is really high, which, by the way, is fine. Like, it serves the same purpose. But when he slumps, it's not like he's getting on base. And that's the other thing. Guys are going to slump. So when you have a guy who's on base is only high because he's got a high batting average, that may seem like, well, that's fine. Who cares? Well, it's not fine when he's in a 2-for-30. Because when he's in a 2-for-30, he's not getting on base. When you're Brandon Nimmo and you're in a 2-for-30, you're still drawing walks. You're still getting on base. And so if you fundamentally disagree with me right now, if you are screaming at the car or the phone or the hell you're listening to Rico Bronya, and thank you for subscribing, the reason you disagree is because we just fundamentally look at the role of the leadoff hitter differently. That's okay. I mean, there's no necessarily right answer to it, but that's really where the disagreement would come from. Do you value drawing walks, getting on base, and having long at-bats as part of your leadoff hitter? If you do, as of right now, until Drew Gilbert or Jet Williams prove they're major leaguers, as of right now, the only option to lead off is Brandon Nimmo. Now, I'm not mad at Carlos Mendoza for thinking about it and talking about it, but to me, it doesn't make sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.